In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Christ is risen. There's an old Spanish proverb. It goes like this. An ounce of mother is worth a pound of priest. Which is to say, spiritual formation takes place a lot more in the home and by the love of the mother than any amount of theological education or training can do. Therefore, today, I would like to celebrate mothers. Now, many of you have known me about 22 years, some less. But in those 22 years of preaching, I have followed a very customary, ordinary structure. It begins with an opening illustration. I move to my spiritual message. I have a second illustration, and then your pastoral application of how you can put that together in the rest of your life. It's a very good structure. It's easy to listen to. It makes for good public speaking. After 22 years today, I am throwing that out the door. Just today, if you don't like my new structure, don't worry. It might be 22 years before you see this one again. But today, we will celebrate mothers completely differently. Now, a disclaimer, I am not a mother. But I did grow up with a mother. And I've now been married to a mother for about 26 years, depending on how you count. I've been with parishioners who are mothers for 22 years. I've had coworkers and colleagues who are mothers. So I have made plenty of observations. But most importantly, yesterday, I read an article on motherhood. And that makes me an expert. So today, I feel qualified to celebrate mothers. Now remember in the church, mothers are not simply women who have biological offspring and raise them. That's certainly part of it, absolutely part of it. But their motherhood in the church certainly is much greater than that. It includes adoption, it includes spiritual motherhood. Every nun in the church is called mother. Our Sunday school teachers are mothers to their Sunday school students. We have godmothers and spiritual mothers. Even our little hens, you know, that watch the younger children. The other thing is once a mother, always a mother. You know, anyone who has grown children, tell me when you stop being a mother, right? It does not happen. So motherhood, I'm using in the biggest umbrella of its possible definition. So anyway, back to this article. It was a very good article. The gist of it, you know, all levity aside, the gist of it is that when we are supporting mothers, when we are affirming motherhood, and when we are trying to help moms, that moms need more support and appreciation. This is a woman writing. She said, moms need more support and appreciation. But what do they get most often, right? Advice. And that reminded me of a story from the 17th chapter of Exodus. Joshua was about to lead the Israelites in a battle against Amalek. So Moses took Aaron and Hur up a hill overlooking the battlefield. And as long as Moses held up his staff up over the battle, Israel prevailed. The Israelite army was winning. But whenever his arms got tired and he lowered his staff, Israel began to be defeated. So today we're going to interpret that story for mothers. So Megan, if you would come up, you'll play Moses, believe it or not. Aaron, you'll play Aaron. And if you could bring her. All right, here is your staff. You two can just stay right there. I'm going to have you stand right in the middle of the ambo there. All right, yes, you can have one of your children. So, but you're a mom, and all these people are your children. Every last one of them. Up there, too. They're all your children. All right, you are a spiritual mother to all of these people. Okay? And I'd give you the staff. And as long as you hold it up over them, right, okay, these people will be well-fed, look at them, cared for, joyful, they will give and receive kindness, they will be wise, they will be at peace, they will be healthy, they will be loved, and they will love. So hold that staff out over them, all right? Is that the best you can do? The problem is, Megan, anytime you lower that staff, somebody out here is going to lose their job. Somebody out here is going to slip and fall. Somebody out here is going to get a dreaded disease. One of these people will lose a lifelong friend. All right? So don't lower the staff. Remember, these are your children. Now, I want you to know, Megan, that when I was your age, that's not how I held the staff. When I was a young mother, I held it differently than that. Try putting your hands, like, underneath it. Put your hands, you have your hands over the top. Put your hands underneath it. Are your arms tired yet? A little bit?
I'm getting there.
Yeah, my arms did not get tired when I was a young mother. Hold on. Let me get my cell phone out. Not naming any names, but if you're not able to hold the staff, maybe you shouldn't become a young mother. Post. You know, maybe if you'd read the Bible more, you'd be able to hold that. How about trying these prayers once in a while? You know, you can tuck your elbows in. All right. Your arms getting tired? No? You don't have to lie to me. All right. Can you see what I'm all what I'm doing here, right? I'm being a jerk and a half. That's advice, right? Is that what you want more of?
No.
All right. Or we could try something different. Aaron and her, come on up. Why don't you grab this stool and put it under Megan and let her sit down? There you go. And why don't you come over on this side of her? And why don't you come over on that side of her? Actually, if you can step down and let her just rest her elbows right on your shoulder. Does that work? How's that? Is that better? Megan, would you like a glass of wine? Maybe in a month, right? Or how about, why don't you take a rest and let me watch over the children? All right, you are dismissed all three of you. I'm going to watch over the children for a while. You can keep the pillow. All right. So thank you to our volunteers who knew they were coming up but didn't know what they were doing up once they got up here. In Exodus, when Moses' arms got tired, Aaron and Hur moved a rock for Moses to sit on and stood underneath him and held his arms up until sunset, and Israel was victorious. Now, for mothers, most of the advice I gave was garbage. It was absolute garbage. But I actually intentionally included a couple of bits of advice that were good. It is easier to hold your hands like this, and it is easier to tuck your elbows in a little bit. That I threw a couple of good bits of advice in there amongst all the garbage. But all of it was unhelpful because at that point, Moses didn't need advice. Mothers needed support. What they need when they are tired, exhausted, worn out, taking care of their children, taking care of their spiritual children, taking care of their grown children, at that point, what they need is support. The other thing they want and need is appreciation. And I want to go back to Holy Week, specifically to Holy Friday. I talked a little bit about this at the Holy Friday evening service, but our Holy Friday here was the noisiest Holy Friday on the face of the earth because of the children. Both the afternoon and evening service was utter chaos. I swear I heard monkey sounds and eagle calls and maybe a porpoise or two amongst all the kids. And on Holy Friday evening, I gave a little meditation about the intersection between the cross of Christ and the life force of our children. But today I want to once again visit that just very briefly and remind us that those kids were there because of mom. Those kids were there because of mom and dad, but a lot of it was because of mom. And so what you do when you bring your children to church, even when they're crawling up all over you, when they're making noise, you know, there are kids there that weren't even members of the church. Moms were watching other people's kids. When you bring those children to church, when you bring them to God, when you let them be themselves, when we as a community say, you know, a little kid noise is not only acceptable, but essential, then we are saying that we appreciate you and that the best place for those children and the best place for those mothers is at the cross and at the resurrection of Jesus Christ. So mothers, to the best of our ability as a church, I want to say we offer you our unending support. Not just advice, maybe less advice and more support. And I want to absolutely affirm how much we appreciate you. Because in the end, an ounce of mother is worth a pound of priest. Amen. Christ is risen.
He is risen.